Hello, hockey fans. Welcome to another episode of Great Falls Hockey, where we open our homes, our hearts, and our lives to our Great Falls Americans hockey players. My name is Jim Quick, a proud billet dad, a huge hockey fan, and your host for this podcast, where I lead you from net to net, sideboard to sideboard, around center ice, and back again, introducing you to the players. Each week we hear from one of the players while they tell us about themselves, where they come from, how they got into hockey, and where they are going. This week's episode, we're talking to Aaron Leaf, number 21, forward. That's right, folks, Leaf. He is the son of the owner, Matt Leaf, and the brother to assistant coach Alex Leaf, and he is in his third year of Great Falls American. Like I said, folks, tonight we've got Aaron Leaf, number 21. How you doing tonight, Aaron?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing real good. What you got going on tonight?
I'm currently up at the Great Falls Iceplex doing some work. That's about it. Driving Zamboni.
Driving the Zamboni. I hear you're the expert Zamboni driver around there.
I wouldn't say expert, but I hold my own.
We were having a discussion one night in the stands about maybe needing you to, in between periods, run over there and take the Zamboni out to get the ice right.
You know, I'd be lying if I said I haven't thought about it before, but.
I've wanted to learn how to drive the Zamboni because I can pretty much drive just about anything that's got wheels or even some tracks, but I haven't. Yeah. I've never been on a Zamboni.
It's, you know what, it really isn't that hard. Just getting the feel for the pattern, you're just turning right a bunch of times, that's about it.
As opposed to racing when you turn left.
Yep.
So tell us about yourself.
Well, there's not a lot to say. I mean, I grew up in Colorado Springs. This is my third year here. Other than that, I mean, I grew up playing, been playing for, oh boy, probably probably 13, 14 years now, maybe a few more than that. So hockey's kind of been my life. Hockey's been good to me.
Considering who your dad is, and who your brother is, I mean, that's to be expected.
Yeah.
So, what was the, do you remember what the very first team that you played for was?
Yep. So I, back home, I played for the Colorado Springs Junior Tigers. Man, I was probably three when I hopped on the ice.
Oh, wow.
Cause my brother was out there and I was throwing a hissy fit because I couldn't go out there too. So my mom and my dad just threw me out on a pair of skates and sent me to the Wolves. And from there, we're here now.
Yeah, cool. So, see hockey in your future? I mean, I've heard tell that you want to go into rink management.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been thought about. I don't know if I really have college hockey in my future. I don't really have a desire to go to school, but I definitely want to stay involved with it, whether that be in officiating or rink management or just involved with the Americans too. But yeah, I definitely want to stay involved with hockey. Just don't know if playing it is the answer. We'll see.
Right. But you do have plans of sticking around Great Falls?
Yep, that's the plan. Help out with the team, skate with them, do what I can with the rink, and then go from there.
Awesome. Maybe at some point being an assistant coach?
Maybe. Well, I don't know. I don't think Greg wants that many guys on the bench.
Yeah, you get too many Chiefs in the mix, and there starts causing problems.
Yep.
What was your most memorable game?
Oh, probably it would have been my rookie season. And Helena was really, 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 really good. We were at home in the Great Falls Iceplex, and we beat them. We were the only team that season to beat Helena in the regular season. So that's probably got to be my best moment, my favorite hockey moment for sure.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Hopefully, I know we're sure rooting for Saturday.
Yeah.
That's your dad took over the team, and we've seen the changes, and we were hearing the stories of the players that Greg was going out to get. Our hopes for beating Helena has been getting higher and higher.
That's, yeah.
If nothing else happens during the season, to a lot of us fans here in Great Falls, if you don't make it to the championships or anything else, if you can beat Helena, that's
yeah. Yeah, I think everyone's kind of sick and tired of hearing Helena, and everyone's got a bad taste in their mouth.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, it comes down to the guys in the locker room, and we can't worry about who's on the other side of us. If we worry about us, everything will else fall into place.
Oh, absolutely. No, I agree. I'm looking at it from a fan standpoint, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
But you are right. It's as long as you guys get out there and play your game to the best of your ability, and, I don't see any reason why you can't beat anybody in this league.
Absolutely.
You have the skills.
Yep, for sure.
So, what was it about being a forward you decided you didn't, as opposed to being a defense or a goalie?
Honestly, that's just what I grew up playing. I mean, I don't actually really remember that decision at all. I think probably my second year of Pee Wee, so when I was 12, I had a really good season. And that's kind of what sealed the deal at forward. And then I got up to Great Falls and, to stay in the lineup, I lied to Greg and told him I could play defense. And I ended up playing defense for 2 seasons. And then now I'm back at forward having fun. So, yeah.
And that's what it's all about. I mean, in the end, it's still just a game.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fun out there playing it, then there ain't no sense of being out there.
Yep. Way more fun when you're winning, though.
This is true.
Yep.
So what's your go-to food before a game?
Oof. And honestly, it changes up. So I'm a really superstitious person. So when we went on that 3-game winning streak, where we beat Sheridan twice and then Butte, I ate Jimmy John for every game. So honestly, whatever meal we have and we win, I stick with that until we lose and then change it up.
Well, that answers a superstitious question.
Yeah, very superstitious. I mean, what? I have some other superstitions too. Like if we're winning games, I'll wear the same dress socks. Or another one I have is for every game, I'll take the opposing team's lineup and I'll rip off the right edge of it and throw it away. But just like half inch of paper, rip it down that line and throw that away. Give it back to Greg. So I have some weird ones, but yeah, seem to be working out for me.
That's all that matters.
Yep.
So the tough question is, being up in the mountains with one teammate, who would you want that to be?
Oof. That's a tough one. Honestly, it's probably a toss-up between Sam and Phil. I'm pretty close with both of those kids, and they both kind of have the same skill sets in terms of surviving. So, yeah, probably if you flipped a coin 50-50 with those two, I'd be happy with whichever way it landed.
All right, fair enough, fair enough. Remember in the interview with Alex, he mentioned his mom was official in the, what was it, the 98 Olympics?
Yep, Nagano. Yep.
Is that what, for hockey, correct?
Yep, women's hockey. The first time women's hockey was in the Olympics. Yep.
That's awesome. Did you all, did your dad get to go over there?
I don't think he was in Nagano. I'm honestly not too sure on that one.
That's definitely something to, you know, I mean, you and Alex have a lot of history to draw on between your dad and your mom.
Yeah.
So, I remember I asked Alex how is coming from that family, do you see an effect on how you play? As far as, you know, obviously you probably know the rules better than most any other player on the ice.
Yeah.
How do you see it affecting your play?
I don't think it really affects my play in any way. I'd say that it keeps me out of trouble with the officials because I know how to talk to them because I can relate to them at a certain level.
Right.
But in terms of the play, I mean, when I'm a player, I'm just another player. My last name doesn't really matter that much.
Right. No. Yeah.
Yeah, but I definitely, coming from that much of a hockey background, I picked up on the game pretty quick. But yeah.
Absolutely. So, who's your favorite team?
Oof. It depends. I'm gonna be honest. I'm kind of a bandwagoner. I know that's like a heinous crime, but past few years I've been on the Avalanche bandwagon. I think growing up I was a Wild fan, and then I like the Avalanche now.
I mean, I know a lot of people that are bandwagoners. I get it. I understand. I mean, you know, I'm a Nashville Predators fan, so
yeah,
I haven't had much to root for the last few years, but this year things are looking up a little bit better. But yeah. still. Yep. So who's your favorite player?
I don't honestly. That kind of changes too. Right now, the running joke on the team is that I relate my game to Ryan Reeves. So I've been looking at a lot of him lately. I like his play style, kind of similar to mine. So probably him right now. But
I'm not familiar with that name. Who's he playing for?
He's playing for Tampa right now, I believe. Okay. Might be wrong on that though.
Okay, I'll have to look him up.
Yeah, he's an old player, but yeah.
I grew
up liking Ovechkin like every other little kid. I mean, I was back in his prime. Never been much of a Sidney Crosby fan.
Really?
No. I always thought he was soft, yeah. Yeah.
He seems to be one of the more popular ones.
Yeah, no, that was...
Of course, then you got Connor McDavid.
Yeah. Yeah, that's. I feel like that's a younger kid. I was never a fan of... I mean... Obviously, he's a great player, but, like, I never really followed Connor McDavid that much. Yeah, I mean.
So, going back through history, he had a chance to spend an hour on the ice learning from somebody, who would that be? Past or present, doesn't matter.
That's a tough one. This might be a pretty common answer, but probably Wayne Gretzky. I mean, obviously he's the best to ever do it.
Well, but I mean, he is the GOAT.
Yeah, I mean, I really admire the way he was able to play around the net and behind the net and in front of it. So that's, I mean, when I'm playing forward, that's how I like to play too. So that it'd probably be Wayne Gretzky, yeah.
And I'm sure that probably is one of the most common answers, because I mean, he is the GOAT. So have you ever got a hat trick throughout your career?
Yeah, when I was really little, so I don't even know if it counts, but yeah, like peewees and bantams. I mean, but
you got one.
Yeah, probably. I think I might have had one or two in high school too, but I won't even think that counts either.
What about a Gordie Howe hat trick?
No, never got one of those.
I was reading on some history today of the team, and in 1953 there was a man by the name of Bill Naismith that set a world record, but I can't find it in the record books. Probably because maybe there wasn't an official there that could prove it. But he got a hat trick in 10 seconds.
Really? Wow. That's crazy.
I read that. And I was like, I mean, you know, like Blake said, he had to be at the drop of the puck on every single one of them and just one hit right in the net.
That's crazy.
But the actual world record is 21 seconds set by a guy in Canada. I think – I can't remember who he played for, though. It was back in the 60s.
Huh.
But 21 seconds.
Dang, that's pretty
still
quick.
Impressive. Yeah.
Yeah.
So question for you, and I lost track of it. Trivia question for you.
Oh boy.
Which modern player is right behind Phil Esposito for tricks? Now number five in the list, in the top five, which of course you got Wayne Gretzky and Gordie Howe and Phil Esposito and I can't remember who the fourth one was, but he's in number five now. Did I lose you? Oh, I think I lost Aaron. There you are.
There we go. I can hear you now.
Okay. Yeah, I lost you for a second.
Yeah, Iceplex service isn't so great up here.
Oh, yeah, I know. So did you come up with an answer?
I heard maybe about half of it, so...
So in the top five, time for a number of hat tricks, of course, got Wayne Gretzky, Gordie Howe, Phil Esposito, I can't remember who the other one was, but number five, modern player, he is still active.
Ooh, that's a tough one.
Now, I will tell you, Blake got this one.
Did he? I haven't followed the NHL as much as I probably should have, so I'm going to take a stab at it.
Okay.
I'm thinking, shit. I'm gonna go with Alex Ovechkin.
Yep, that's who it is. That's who it is.
Oh, total stab in the dark, but we got it.
That was just another one of them things when I was looking up some stuff today that popped up on the little thing, you know.
Yeah.
Seen that list. So, if you had one word to describe, what would that one word be?
To describe what now?
If you had one word to describe the team as it stands right now, you know.
Probably determined. I feel like, I mean, obviously we're young, but I think everyone's kind of realized that that's no longer an excuse anymore. I mean, we're a little over a quarter of the way through the season, and I think everyone's kind of on the same page now that we got places to go, and we're going to get there no matter how we get there. So.
Awesome. As a fan, I love to hear that. I can't think of anything else. Is there anything that you'd like to, anybody you'd like to give a shout out to, or?
No, I mean, probably all the boys out there, all my teammates for making it fun this year.
Good deal. I know one of your past teammates is—he always looks forward to listening to the podcast of his buddies.
Mm-hmm.
That's old Jake.
Yeah, I figured that's who you're talking about.
Yep.
Yeah, I miss having Jake around. Don't let him hear that, but he's a good kid.
Yep, he is.
Yeah, I'll get to his head.
I give him crap because, you know, he's turned into duck hunters now, you know, between your brother and Phil. And
yep.
Yeah. But, well, I guess I'll let you get back to work then, sir. And sure, enjoyable talking to you tonight.
Yeah, it was a pleasure being on here. I appreciate you having me.
I'm glad to get to know you a little bit better.
Yeah.
It's we like to, you know, speaking for myself, I like to know the players a little bit better. So
yeah,
you know, I like to know them backstories, and you know,
yep,
makes a little bit more personal, you know, when I'm rooting for the team.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, there's some interesting stories and some interesting point of views that you can get from talking to us players.
Yep, absolutely. And of course, you're the final veteran to talk to. So
yeah, I guess so.
Hopefully, I can milk some stories out of them. You know,
I don't think they'll have any as good as me, but I guess we're gonna find out.
All right. Well, you have yourself a good night, and we shall see you Saturday at the game.
Awesome. Thank you. You as well.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Yep. All right. Bye.